Hey, everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Hey, today I want to talk a little bit about meeting people where they're at, right? You know, and as Christians, we have to meet people where they're at, right? And so I want to talk a little bit about what does it mean to meet somebody where they're at, right? And so, you know, meeting somebody where they are in their life means that you have to put aside everything you want for them. Right? Whether you want them, whether what you want them is good for them or bad for them, or if it would be in service to them. And it also means not to really work on trying to understand where they're at in their journey. It just means being there, right? It begins with listening without judgment, right? And so you got to ask a lot of questions to people. You got to be open and you got to be honest. And so by doing that, I think that, you know, more than anything, it'll help you recognize that we're all human, and we can't just, you know, force people to be where we are. You know, we can try and break this down a million ways, right? To try to figure out what does it mean to meet somebody where they are, because it's a really big statement. But to do that, we got to really put aside what we want for them. Like I said, you know, I want my kids to have everything in the world, right? Linda and I want the kids and the grandkids to have everything that their heart desires, but we got to kind of take a step back. We got to figure out, just because that's what we want for them, that's not where they are today. And honestly, I think that today, I personally have seen Christians interact with the younger generation, and it's been horrible. They don't, you know, talk about where they are. They're not asking questions. They're not actively listening. I think a lot of times people just, they listen to reply, but they don't listen to hear. And you can't meet somebody where they're at if you don't hear what they're saying. You know, we have to figure out, as Christians, how to meet people where they are in love, not in judgment, not in condemnation, right? Our goal as believers has to be to serve. It has to be to serve and lead in a way that the body of Christ will build everybody up with love. You see, if that's our goal, right? If our goal is that we serve and lead everybody so that it builds up the body of Christ through love, then we're going to be successful, right? And if we do that, then every part of the body must work together and grow together. See, maybe I can make it simpler, right? The more we choose, or the more each of us individually look like Christ, the more the body of Christ will grow. I hope that makes sense, right? Because, you know, I haven't hit the fact that I'm with Bikers for Christ, and it is an amazing ministry. And we do everything we can to meet people where they are, not where we expect them to be, right? And we say all the time that we have to meet people where they are, but I guess my question would be is, do we always walk it out? You know, for me, it's hard to be a leader within a ministry or any organization and keep people charged up to go, keep people engaged, keep people full of the Spirit. It's hard. It's hard for me. And I wish there was really a better way for me to do it, because right now I just, you know, I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. And so I think together, maybe we got to figure that out. You know, maybe we have to figure out what this means. And I think the biggest part of meeting somebody where they're at is just at the very beginning, understanding that we are all different. We all have different, maybe theology or doctrine or beliefs. There's tons of churches and denominations, and then there's tons of people who don't believe. You know, they don't believe in Christ, or they don't believe that there is a God, right? They're either agnostic or atheist, or maybe they're Muslim or Hindu or some other religion, right? To meet them where they're at, we have to have an open mind. We have to understand that we are all different. And we have all made different choices in our life. And because of those different choices we've made in our life, we have to listen with an open mind and an open heart so that we can understand where those people are. You know, when I was growing up, and I've talked about this, when I was growing up, I lived in Salt Lake City, Utah, which was predominantly Mormon. And it still is today. And there's not many things that happen in that environment that the Mormons don't have some hand in. I don't want to say control, but even though it probably is. And I've done a couple podcasts on Mormonism, but it was really hard because, you know, my family wasn't Mormon and I didn't believe what they believed. I never, you know, and I had read the Bible, but I didn't read it to have a relationship. I read it to use against Mormons, right? And like I said, I've talked about that, but they didn't meet me where I was. And that's hard because what it does is it alienates people. And so when you don't meet somebody where they're at, you're doing the same thing. You know, throughout the Bible, you know, I'll say throughout the New Testament, and it is throughout the Bible, but throughout the New Testament, we see many times, right, where Jesus met people where they were. He didn't wait for them to go to the synagogue or to church, right? He met them where they were. He met the woman at the well. He met a tax collector as he was going through Jericho. For me, I think there's really probably not a better example of Jesus meeting somebody where they were than the woman at the well. And if you want to go read it, right, it's John chapter 4. You can go, you know, read the woman in the well. It's, you know, I think it starts like 4 through 26. Chapter 4, verse 1 through 26. And, you know, basically Jesus recognizes this woman. He recognizes that she's got this marital situation that is, I mean, I would say it's unusual at best, right? But he sees where she is in her sin. And he knows exactly what to say in order to get her where she needs to be. He uses her circumstances to help her understand what will motivate her heart. And then he just points out where she's going to ultimately need a savior. You see, this woman at the well, she knows that Christ is coming, right? And I'm not going to, you know, I think it's like verse 25 where she says like, hey, the Messiah is coming, right? The one they talk about. And in verse 26, Jesus says, I, the one you are speaking to, the one speaking to you, I am he. He tells her, I am the Messiah. And even though she's in her sin, a Samaritan woman that probably Jesus isn't even supposed to be talking to, he meets her where she is. He meets her where she is, and he points her towards where he wants her to go. I mean, if you think about that simple little story about, like, how do we meet people where they're at, that's a perfect example, right? I mean, look at Matthew. Matthew's a tax collector, right? Jesus called Matthew to be one of his disciples, and they had dinner at his house. Now, think about that, right? Here, you know, he's a tax collector. Nobody liked him, right? I think if you haven't seen The Chosen, the series The Chosen, you can get it on your really any cell phone that you have or iPad. You can download The Chosen app. You can watch seasons 1 and season 2, and hopefully soon season 3 will be coming out. But if you haven't seen it, you should go watch it. And I think they did an amazing job, kind of, you know, portraying Matthew and how people felt towards tax collectors in that day, right? Because he was not liked. People did not like him. And even in The Chosen and throughout the, you know, Bible, you can see Peter's like, what are we doing with this guy? Well, the Pharisees did the same thing, right? They heard about this dinner that Jesus was having with Matthew at his house, and they criticized him for it. They criticized Christ because he's hanging out with sinners. I don't know about you, but we're all sinners, right? I mean, we're in this environment today because it's a fallen world. And man, if Jesus can go to Matthew's, he can go to my house, right? You see, we're in this world, but we don't have to be of this world. Now, I know that people have heard that before. It's, you know, it's something we say, right? It's something Christians say, right? You know, we're in this world, but we don't have to be of this world. I know that I have said it. You know, and if you go back and listen to some of my podcasts, you'll probably hear me say it, right? And you'll probably go, yep, Rick, you said it. But what I want you to think about is, should we be saying that? I mean, I agree that we're in the world and that we don't have to be of the world, but what are we telling other people? You know, I recently, you know, some people know that as Bikers for Christ in Nashville, we spend a lot of time doing ministry work. But one of the things that we really love to do is to go to the Nashville Rescue Mission. And we like to go down there and meet with the men and pray with them and preach to them and just love them because they matter. But if I went in there and said, you know, somebody's like, how are you doing? I'm blessed beyond belief. How would they take that? And I'm going to be honest with you. I never really thought about that, but we were recently at the mission and one of the leaders at the mission was talking to us about, you know, how these men feel and how they want to show them love and just trying to really get, and it wasn't just us, but there was a whole bunch of volunteers there and they're kind of kicking off their new volunteer season. And they're really talking about how we show love to people. And they're trying to explain that when somebody hears, hey, I'm highly favored and blessed, it may turn them off. You have to know your audience. They may never listen to you because whatever is in their mind, they have deemed themselves not blessed and not favored. So then you're immediately elevating yourself to a status above them in their minds, right? I don't think we think about that. I know that when people ask me how I'm doing, I say I'm blessed all the time. But maybe I really need to consider the audience of who I'm saying that to. The last thing I want to do is alienate people from Christ because I don't recognize where they're at in their lives. I have to be able to discern where they're at in their lives. You know, and I feel like if we look at some, you know, like the letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians, and it's like chapter 9, verse 22 and 23, where he says, you know, to the weak I become weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all of this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. So what Paul is telling us here is that we have to be able to discern where people are. And if they're weak, we have to discern they're weak. We have to recognize that. We have to, you know, restrain from some of the things that we may see to reach the unbelievers. Have you ever thought of that? Right? I used to always think that, you know, whoever it was, it didn't matter. And if they said, how are you today? And I said, hey, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored or walking with the Lord, that I could be upsetting somebody. Because I wasn't recognizing where they were. Do you remember a time in your life where people didn't recognize where you were? That they ignored? That they didn't listen? It's hard. It's hard to remember those times. It's hard to think about how bad you wanted somebody to listen to you, and they wouldn't. How bad you wanted that relationship, and they wouldn't. I mean, it's just really a lot to think about, right? So what would you do in the future? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to hear. And not listen to reply. I'm going to do everything that I can to show everybody love, regardless of where they are. You know, I think in our society today, there's some touchy subjects, right? We talk a lot about, or we don't talk about it. I don't talk about it, but we hear a lot about the LGBTQ plus community, the transgenderism, and how kids are, you know, they feel like they're a different gender. And, you know, the immediate reaction, or maybe somebody's gay, right? But the immediate reaction for a lot of Christians, unfortunately, is you're going to hell. If you immediately say to somebody they're going to hell, you're not meeting them where they are. Now, listen, I don't want you to get me wrong, right? It's a sin. I'm not here condoning anything. But what I'm telling you is you're still called to love people and to show them the love of Christ. Don't judge somebody's salvation. Because if you do that, you're not following what Christ taught. You're not following the scriptures, the gospels, the epistles, right? You're not following what we are told to do. If you just blatantly say you're a sinner and you're going to hell, if you don't sit down with somebody and try to understand where they are at in their lives, why they are making the decisions they have chose to make, right? And they're choosing to make it, right? God gave us free will, right? We know that. That's my last podcast, right? You were given free will. And because of that, you have this choice. So don't, we're all sinners, right? I've sinned today. I'm going to sin tomorrow. Now, every day I'm going to try to be more like Christ. And every day I'm going to try to get better. But I can't condemn somebody for sinning when I'm a sinner. We are all born into a broken world. So look, meet people where they are and understand what that means. It's not difficult. It might be, right? It might be difficult for people to just to kind of shut your mouth and be with somebody where they are, but that's what we're called to do. Meeting someone where they are means putting aside our wants for them, whether those wants are in service to them or not, and endeavoring to understand where they are in their journey. And it begins by listening without judgment, asking questions openly and honestly, and above all, recognizing that they are all human. If you can't do that, you're not meeting somebody where they are. You're not becoming weak to the weak. You're not becoming all things to all people so that they could possibly save some. You know, I went through a point in my life that I was angry and mean and violent. I don't know about maybe violent, but I used to love to fight, right? And anybody who knew me then would say, you're going to hell, right? But you know, that lifestyle, that the person I was before I came to Christ makes me the person I am today. And it's going to make those people the person they are too. Stop judging people. Stop condemning them for their sin. Just sit with them and listen. Listen to hear. If you do that, you will drastically change people's lives. If you listen to hear and help them where they are, you will change people's lives forever. Because today we just move on to the next big thing. Today in society, nobody listens to hear. They listen to respond. They're listening for an opportunity for when they can jump in and tell you what they want to say. And it probably isn't even about you because they haven't heard anything. They're not meeting you where they are. People didn't meet me where I am. And even today, if I'm out on my bike or I'm wearing my cut, people aren't listening. They're not meeting me where I am. They just want to tell me where they're at. And it's not every Christian, right? There are amazing, strong, you know, godly people who are there for me all the time, who listen all the time, who listen to hear me and not just respond. There are amazing people in this world that do amazing things, that meet people where they are every day. And if you don't think so, wherever you're located, go to your local rescue mission and spend time with the people who work there. Spend time with the people who love on those individuals. There's a ministry, you guys know I live in Tennessee. There's a ministry in Tennessee called All for Him Ministry, right? You can look them up on Facebook. You can look them up on Instagram. They take donations. I'm fairly certain they're a nonprofit. I can't remember, but you can go look them up. But you know what they do? They meet people where they are. Their ministry is to reach the unhoused people, the people who are homeless, living on the streets, living out in the woods, right? They get them tents and shoes and showers and haircuts. And if they need help getting a job, they're going to help them get a job. They meet people where they are. They don't say, come to the church building and I will give you a coat. They just go off in the woods where they know people are. That's meeting people where they are. They listen openly and honestly without judgment and help people. So like I said, there are amazing organizations and individuals who do great things for people. So if you want to know what it means to meet somebody where they are, go do it. Read your scripture, right? Become weak to win the weak. Become all things to all people so that you may save some, right? Look, it's Rick, the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I hope you like this one. We'll come back in a week or so and we'll figure out what's next. Have a blessed week. Thanks.